holding a mudla medalid in Geras Yud. Ritzenu lichpas asher hizkarnu. I want to reiterate something that I have told you. Kvar amarnu, it says, kol shechachmasai meruva maisa chachmas mistalekes. So he is now going to explain the Chazon Ish. The reason, what keshe does chachma have with the person, and the sort of the symbiosis between a person, what he does, and the chachma. Kol chachma shekoyne ha'adam. Any chachma that a person acquires, yesh lo keshe nishmas ha'adam. It has a keshe with a person's neshama. V'nefesh ha'adam is aneges ala chachma. And the person's nefesh enjoys the chachma. Chachma is the only thing in our surroundings that the nefesh can have some sense of pleasure. V'chachma teshalach eshoshel kal melei al klal melei v'aleha. And the chachma sends out its roots on the hearts of a person. V'nimei akesh v'chachma say on the kerem ava. And these threads that tie the two together are called ahava. In other words, he's expressing very, very poetically, but expressing a very important point. If there are things we connect directly, let's say you have a fastener, so you have a piece, it clicks in, and it's one piece. That's a process that's very specific. You identify, click this into this, and you get one rope and whatever. There are those that are a little more. They're finer. For instance, I take seeds and I put them on the ground. So the seeds are on the ground. Slowly the seeds begin to let out fine roots into the ground. It's still very easy to separate the two. And then the roots become more intertwined and more intertwined. And slowly you get this kesher, which is not, it's not direct. It's not as if like a click in a fastener. It's just so deeply rooted that it doesn't come, it becomes part and parcel of it. When a person engages in chachma, so it has an effect on the person. It's diffuse. And the more a person gets into it, the more it becomes rooted in him. And even though it's hard to pinpoint, so how is it that the learning that I do and the things I understand and know are having this effect on me? But it's there the way plants are rooted in the ground. It there's this slow process of sending out roots, and at its finest level, it's very fine, but it becomes part of it. And he says that connection is called ahava. Avas Torah means the sense of this is me, this is rooted in me, this is real to me. V'teva ha'odom lishtashea amabuya chachma. And a person enjoys working with the flow of chachma, ulehabol b'shazu kol dergam hazeh. And when he's engaged in learning and thinking and enjoying that process, then the person doesn't care for anything else. Let's just picture the picture he's presenting. There's one way to get a person away from doing from being engaged in olam hazeh. I tell him, this bagel that you're eating, it's bad, it's not good for you, taifa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in Gehenim, and so on and so forth, until the person really doesn't think the bagel is worth that price. And he goes off. But there's another mahalach. This mahalach is very different. A person begins to get into learning and to enjoy it, and to live it, and to think it, and then a bagel is sort of out of his frame of reference. Like, that's not, you know, it's not where I'm at. It's not where my ava is. So the connection to learning is an ava that a person creates, and the mahalach is one ava pushes out another ava. Let's take another example. I have a close friend. There are two ways I could stop being close friends. One is I get angry at him. He did something that annoyed me or got me upset or whatever it is. So I get angry at my friend, toss him out. That's one way. A second way is I find somebody much more enjoyable than this friend, and I begin to become much closer to this person that I have this enjoyable relationship more. And my other friend sort of pales and, okay, you know, this is a nice guy, but, you know, not as deep and as interesting, as witty or whatever as the other guy. The mahalach towards olam hazeh many times is where the person is, where the person sort of pushes it aside willfully. That's like a Chassidish approach and some other people, Musa approach, and it can work. Sometimes it's necessary to do it as a way to get into learning, but that's not the process he's identifying. He's telling him, if you sit and learn, you're going to become, it will start sending its root to you, into your heart. You're going to start feeling connected and enjoying it in a very deep way. And b'meila, this is the world you want to do. So that's part one. Part two. The bear in the world are like germs all over. There's always there bits, pieces, things here, there, and everywhere that have this lehafich es ongo letuga. They turn his enjoyment into misery. And to enjoy just fooling around, doing nothing. And then slowly those fine roots begin to become lapped off. So he says here there's a reverse process, because there's so many different things out there that tingle you. And once you start the process, and let's explain the contrast. Chachma of Torah and of Toiv is much deeper and much more satisfying on a very deep level. But it's also not as easy as fooling around and doing simple, doing shtusim. So once the problem with the shtusim is that it's not equal. For instance, let's give an example. Let's go back to my example of two good friends. So one friend of mine is very deep and has a lot of substance himself. But he's not an easygoing, joking guy. He's a person that when you talk with him, you begin to understand and you begin to feel a lot of depth and interesting stuff. The other one is fun, easy, you know, like light and so on. If I ask myself sitting back, which is a more satisfying friendship? Certainly the first person, who has depth to himself and wisdom and so on. But I'll get pulled away when my easy, light friend comes along and says, hey, let's go to a game or whatever it is. I just go. Because it's just easier to be pulled in by that. So a person is, when he's sitting and learning, he's building in himself very strong roots towards learning. But the distractions are all over, and once it gets you going, you lose your cheshik, you get swept up in shtusim. The kishach ha'undach, and it begins, on the final level, it begins to cut it off. V'chachmasa mistalekes menu. And he loses chachma. Uma heima kishe chachma. What are those roots of chachma? Maisim asher nitzav alei modem. The maisim. V'chol she maisim u chachmasa chachmasa is kayemes. Let's talk about this. This is something that the Chazanish very much focused on. When we speak of chachma in the Torah sense, it's different, very different than the translation in English. Chachma in English is what I study and know. It has really nothing to do with what I do. There's two different worlds. It's not the pshat that doesn't have to have anything with it. It's something which is, it's not even noigea to do anything with it. Mechateser. I'm a great philosopher. I say beautiful, deep things. I enjoy life also. My private life, what's your favorite wine? Who's your favorite woman? What's your favorite book? Like, okay, you know, none, it has nothing, it's not a stira at all. It's not meant to be a stira, because the word chachma around is described as knowledge. That's it, knowledge and staying. The word chachma in the Torah way means the person's personality is bred from chachma. What motivates me and what defines my activities are chachma. So if I do things that are stupid, I'm a stupid person. I may be a very good person. I may be a very stupid person with a lot of brain power. I'm still a stupid person. I do stupid things. And it makes no difference whether on the mental level I have an IQ of 200. But if my activities are childlike, then I'm a child. And I'm a tippish. That's so wisdom as defined in the Torah way is that which is the person. What am I? And the ma'isim are a test of it. If I take the ma'isim very seriously, then it means that what dictates me is wisdom. And that's why he says, it's a beautiful insight into why chomasim is kayemes. Because anything that doesn't have real roots in my personality comes and goes. Let's give an example. Imagine I'm having an argument with somebody about communism. And imagine I'm not at all a passionate person. I don't care much about things. And we're having a great argument. And I'm very smart and I can argue back and forth and fine. And I'm a communist and he's not. A week later, I could flip it around without any problems because it doesn't mean anything to me. But imagine if I'm a sworn communist. I'm a type of person that I care and it bothers me. And how you talk about the injustice in the world, so on and so forth. And I act like that. In other words, I give away everything I have and so on and so forth. Then it's something that's very rooted in me and I'm not going to change so easily. If chachma, it's ma'isa b'ruva chachmasa means that the person, that the chachma that he has is rooted in the person. This is the person. Masha ain't kein if chachmasa is if chachmasa b'ruva ma'isa, then it's fine. It's a game. It's not different than playing tic-tac-toe video games or whatever it is. It means nothing. V'deos of kein eskvos kayomais. V'lo ye... A person who's ma'isim amuma chachmasai, he will not be upset by things that come and go. The Chaznish here is sort of in this shita. The Chaznish was a bit at loggerheads with the yeshivas. I would say like yeshivas mean like Chevron Slabodka. In Chevron Slabodka and the Mir, they place less emphasis on Maisa Mitzvahs. They felt sometimes that the Bach was very oisik in Maisa Mitzvahs is turning away from learning. And the emphasis was learn, and there was, you know, whether it were tzitzis out, tzitzis in, whether it were a beard, not a beard, all these things were less emphasized. That was sort of the way they acted. The Chaznish was very against it. Chaznish held that if there is a discrepancy between what you have in your mind and what you do, then what you have in your mind is going to disintegrate and float away and not have a keel. And the truth is yesh v'yesh, like everything else. All these shittas, elavel d'vichu chayim, sometimes this works better, sometimes this works better. Sometimes you have a bacher who takes life lightly and is bright. So he says beautiful svaras, brings great rayas, but it never ever comes to fruition. The person doesn't live by his word and so on. And so for that, the Chaznish definitely has a very strong point. On the other hand, you sometimes have a bacher that instead of thinking, he's just busy patching with things because it gets more attention. He's a busybody. He's looking for this chomer, that mitzvah, the other mitzvah. And that person, it has no real roots. What the ma'isim is doing, and they also are not, they come and go. So the truth is, you need a balance between the two. A person needs to have avos hachachma, but the avos hachachma expresses itself in how much a person can express it the ma'isim.
Rabbi, can you also say the other way, like that your actions will follow your mind in the end?
Yes. So that was another yeshivish, and the truth is, if you look at it, the big picture, I guess objectively, in many of the yeshivas, like a typical bacher was strong in learning, and let's call it a little bit light on kiyum mitzvahs. And as a bacher would come late to davening, would daven very late, would daven yechidus. I mean, I grew up in yeshiva, so in the Mir especially, and so on and so forth. 20 years later, many of them, I mean, it's certainly those who were learning, but those who were learning very makpid on davening on time, very, very upset with their kids who are not waking up on time to daven and so on and so forth. And the reason is because the roots were taking hold because he meant it seriously. He was a bacha, so it was hard to do what he should do, but once it changed, he changed. So there's what to be said for every side. And many people who are not so fastidious of mitzvahs in yeshiva become, I mean, I know of my chaverim, they are a lot more concerned about mitzvahs maisis than they were as bach in yeshiva. And I don't think it's because they change religion. It's because it's just, you know, there's a certain lightness when you're young, and there's a certain yitzhar when you're young, and when you get older, it changes. So you're right. And that is the rationale for the Arlo Mitzvah. It was in the mirror, they pushed learning and learning and learning. They held off on being very pushy about Kima Mitzvahs. You know, like, again, the davening was kind of very, very not well attended, let's put it that way. And the feeling was, let him get into learning and everything will come into place. And sure enough, you know, fast forward a few years later, and people were a lot more concerned about this, that, the other thing. Mitzvah says Ketzad. And El Chazish goes very much, he says, let me give you one mitzvah that you can do and you can be Mekayim. I want to add something, you know, maybe we can talk about it in a minute. One of the issues that we wrestle with Bizman Hazeh is the transition from Kolel to being a Balabas. You know, in Kola, life is perfect, it's good, everybody's sitting learning all the time, phenomenal, steiging, growing, this and that. And then one day you walk out of your Kola, you start life, and things are not, things don't run so well. And people have a big read and so on. And somebody wrote an article recently, and I think he said some very good things. He said he finds that by Chassidim, they suffer a lot less from a discrepancy between their yeshiva years to their balabas years, the literature. And he gave three reasons why. I would like to focus on one reason. I don't think he said so much, but I think it's important. What keeps you going in learning? The learning. I finished the Masechta, I said a Shekhar Torah, I asked a good kasha. Our feeling of being religious is, if we learn a decent day, we did three star decently, we learned a lot of time, so we feel very good about it, and rightfully so. The minute you walk out of yeshiva, you can't even begin to learn anywhere near that, unless you're fabulously wealthy and don't have any businesses to run, and the money just comes in from a trust fund, you're going to be busy and get out of learning. And even if you cavil an hour and a half, you still feel down, you still feel pretty blocked. So what keeps you, nobody can keep doing something he feels unsuccessful. If you feel you're a 10% Jew, or worse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes you anyway. Nobody likes to be liked anyway. If somebody were to put an arm around you and say, listen, you're a pretty rotten guy with not much going, but we liked you anyway, you would probably give the guy a big kick and tell him to stop liking you and get lost. I tell people when I came to America, I had to relearn certain English. I told them, I never knew what I love you means. Now I know. It's the phrase you say before, but I won't or I can't or whatever. It's the mandatory introductory phase. Like Rav says, don't love me, just do me the favor. You know, I can do without the love and I you know, just do whatever I need. The sense of, so what do we do? And an area that Chassidim have that we don't have, and again, it's the yeshiva stress. If we would be mechaved mitzvahs a lot more, a person puts on talis in the morning and he says, I am being me'atev my guf in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. And by putting it on, I'm wrapping myself in and being mechaim, it's this esed deraisa of the matzitzis. Two. I put on tefillin. I take a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, a Parshas Torah, and tie it onto me. And that is kosher my nefesh to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a kshir to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. It's an extraordinary mitzvah. And if I were to feel that way, I learn Krishna. Mitzvahs, probably the core mitzvah d'oraisa of confirming emunah. Three huge mitzvahs I start the day off with. I wash my hands at the Kantz Chachamim to be Mashra, Tara, and Kal Yisrael. I make Mea Brachas, which for which the world is Kaya. So if a person were to be Machshit, Now, the reason yeshivas they don't, because then guys would daven shachas and retire for the rest of the day. They would say, okay, I mean, I've done so many mitzvahs, I'm going to get mitzvah overload if I do any more mitzvahs. You know, that's the attitude. But when you go out, a person needs to machshav it. I gave a dollar stuck, I gave it to mitzvah deraisa. I was mechaya somebody, I gave somebody sustenance. I emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mahu rachma fatarach. If a person would feel the chashivas, rivas, and mitzvahs, he's surrounded all day by mitzvahs. That's that's really, and it's very important. Mitzvah tzitzis ketzad. So he says, let me tell you tzitzis. Talus should be at least 120 centimeters, which is about probably 50 inches or so. It's quite large. It's about as big as for Moshi. Ktafayim rechavis. The rechav 21 centimeters kol echad, 21 centimeters wide each one. Chalal shmonase, the whole 18. Rochav atalos 60 centimeters. Nekev akonav lamalo mi 4 centimeters at 5 centimeters. The hole should be between 4 and 5 centimeters. Hatzitzis e nikach el min aneman shetov on the shma. You buy it from someone who wove it the shma. Bishas atalos hatzitzis nekev abeged. When you put in the tzitzis surchleima bepeh, the shame it's a tzitzis. You have to say shame tzitzis. When you'll be zecher to bekayim mitzvah tzitzis, targish simcha mufraza berikshei kodesh. You're going to feel a tremendous simcha with berikshei kodesh. Likshor kesher shel kayama im atorah v'mitzvahs, that you are kosher kesher kayama with Torah mitzvahs. V'lichros im abris olamim, and you bound yourself to the bris olamim. Okvayis kano is mitzvahs tefillah mezuzah. There are many other mitzvahs that a person, you know, sort of treads on them because they're so routine. So, if a person were to feel, and again, the Chazanish stress, dikduk ha-mitzvahs, asiyas ha-mitzvahs, with the dikduk, thinking about it, feeling the simcha about it, all of these inyanim are the things that give a person his chiyus in these inyanim. Okay, we'll hold it here. Okay, so if you can forward to me again, thank you.
Sure.
You just wonder, you imagine being the person that wrote this letter.